To ask God the language of love, that we may reweave lost harmonies and offer one another hope that God's reign will prevail in our world by the power of the risen word and among us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian family and friends. Please be comfortable. Last night I got a call from one of my priest friends up in New York. And I was embarrassed because, as I said to you, I am always very nervous on Saturday night. I never sleep. So I called him this morning because I was like, why is he calling me on a Saturday night? All he needed for me to do was to give him the name of my plumber in New York. But in our conversation, I said to him, I go to bed early because I'm nervous. He says, well, don't feel bad. I've been a priest now for over 40 years, and the longest walk every Sunday morning is the walk to the pulpit because I still have butterflies. And I said, yes, exactly. If we are actually true believers and we're bringing that message of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth, it is okay to be nervous. So I am nervous every Sunday morning. We are now 50 days from the risen Christ, the Ascension. And we are at that day where the Christian church will not be the same because we are going forward in a new commandment. The commandment that Jesus said to us, love one another as I loved you. The presence of the Holy Spirit that came 2 years ago to those who were all in Jerusalem, that Holy Spirit is still coming upon us today. If we as Christians are not sure, today is the day where I give the opportunity for us to renew our spirit. And when you think of the spirit, sometimes you think of fire. That's why today, what is the color? We have gone from white straight to red. And you realize the red of the church is just not a normal red. It's a bright red. Look, all over, you just see the red. Even my red. But what it is to bring us right to that place that we are all now gathered in that place where we see the transformation of Jesus' earthly ministry. Now he's gone to heaven and he's given specific instructions to the disciples. As Luke tells us in the Acts of the Apostles, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. The ability to recognize the commandment of love that Jesus had taught through his ministry. You know, prior to Jesus' entry, we were still living under the commandment of the law. The law that you do this and you will get that. And the law created a division of one group and another group. But for Jesus, we are all one in him. If we know him, we know the Father. It is like a restart of your life. You know, many times we are taking one direction in life. Like me, ministry is now what they would say a second career. But that doesn't mean that I wasn't always following in the way of a Christian life. And I mean, many of you have stopped and started. You may have been doing a business that has been wonderful. But that came to an end, and now you'll find a new niche. And all of us, as we grow up, we have dreams. Some of us do all we can to fulfill them. But if you trust in God, eventually that dream will come to pass. And then you'll experience a dream and you'll say, man, if I knew it was going to be so wonderful, I would have taken the chance and done it a long time ago. But your time is not God's time. And God's time is the right time. Nothing happens before its time. Pentecost is a time that we we as Christians know that we went from that word of calling it the way. That was the early name for us Christians. But we are now called Christians. And we are living in a world where now we are challenged every day to see, are we really true followers of Christ? We are taking the chances where the marginalized are still given trouble. There is still hope that there are people out there who need our assistance. God is still on the throne, and the Holy Spirit, as Paul tells us, is the spirit of renewal. When that spirit comes upon you, you know it. You know in yourself when you feel the spirit of something. You're going along and it tells you something in your life needs to change. Or you're doing something and it goes, don't do this. Or it's like you're ever driving and you're going to a specific place and you get to what I call a crossroad. And for all your life you've been going straight. And somehow the Spirit says, no, today I ask you to go right. You don't know why, but somehow in your spirit and in your belief, it goes, okay, I'm going to follow the Spirit and I go right. Then you hear there's something happened down the other street. But that's God coming to you and telling you and protecting you. That's the Spirit that Jesus is telling you about in our daily life to be clear and understand who He is. Just imagine, Philip was with Jesus all during his ministry, and still he did not get who the Father was. Many of us here today may say, who is the Father? Because it's tough to be Christians. It's tough to believe in something that you have not seen, feel, or touch. Because we are kind of a feely, touchy people. If I can feel it and I can touch it, it exists. If I can't feel it and touch it, then is it so true that it really exists? We are believers. We are here this morning. But there are still many of us who still do not believe in Jesus Christ. Do not believe in His divinity as the Son of God. Easter morning, you find that everything changes in this world, especially here in the U.S. or any Christian communities. The churches are bigger. The crowds are bigger at church. Everyone goes and buys new outfits. Families come together at Easter. But are we really coming together to really know why we are here? To celebrate the risen Christ who died for us? Whose cross that He's laid upon was for our sins, so we can now have a renewal of our spirit. The famous John words, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. My brothers, today is the day of Pentecost. It's a day where we on earth remember the Holy Spirit, and to those many people who were listening and speaking of this great new feeling they were experiencing. Peter had to say they were not drunk because it was 9 o'clock in the morning. It was 9 o'clock in the morning, so they were not drunk. They were feeling that new feeling of the Spirit of Jesus Christ that had now fallen upon them from the Father. Jesus and the Father are one. He is our advocate who we pray through Him to our Father in heaven. We all are possible because of believers in Him. Pentecost is a time where I ask you today is, there are other things of destructiveness in your thoughts. Let it go. Start today afresh and be a place to heal and love and other, respect each other. As believers, Jesus is our keeper. We must always realize that Christianity is not about Jew, Greek, black, white, brown. In Jesus' eyes, we are all one and loved. We must be careful how and what we say, because our words have consequences. Just even me here as the priest, you may say something so simple, and you believe that you've said the right thing, and someone is offended. So as a priest, you sometimes feel like you're always walking on eggshells. But that's okay, because I've taken the responsibility to be your shepherd, and as a leader, I must lead by an example. What I ask of you is to be a shepherd. Lead by an example as Jesus has taught and led us throughout his ministry, and now we are here as followers. You get a chance to start and make all things right. Our sins are all forgiven because we will read the confession of sin in about 5 or 6 minutes. You get to start anew today, my brothers and sisters. As we celebrate Pentecost, let us cleanse ourselves from malice, hatred, and let the Spirit that gives us the capacity to mend relationships that is broken through in some form, whether by our fault or the brokenness that might appear at some time, disappear, and let's promote the love of Jesus. In other words, let's be real and true friends to each other. If you have a relationship to men, today as the Holy Spirit has come upon us all, mend that relationship and reconcile with your brother, your sister, your friend, or your neighbor. The open arms of Jesus always awaits us. And if we are returning to him, he is ready as our shepherd to accept us as who we are and what we are. With our faults, we are not perfect. But Jesus loves us all, and he asks us to love one another as he loves us. Let us go forth telling the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth, and let the ends of the earth begin with you and me this morning. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.